Last time, we gave a little bit of a historical background, right? And we were talking about, essentially, how Hodu started with David HaMelech dancing in front of the Aron, and really that the ideal way to do Hodu is to sing it and to really, really go crazy. And it is actually one of the sources for not holding back when davening. Now we're going to go into a little bit of the content of Hodu. First of all, I just wanted to mention the Kabbalistic interpretation of Hodu. According to the Kabbalists, which Rav Pinkus talks about, somehow this tefillah is very, very strong in removing the klipot, removing the negative forces that we all wake up with and that are present. The content of Hodu talks about letting the nations know about how we're going to praise God, spreading it to the world. So I think the idea is that we need to go on the offensive. If you're on the defense, you're defending against the Yitzhahara and, you know, the negative forces. But what Hodu is teaching us is that if you go on offense, you're out there in order to spread Torah, to spread holiness. Then that's your best shot in removing the Avodah Zarah, right? In removing the negative forces, right? If we're going there. In general, that's just a good advice for life. So, Pinkus talks about how each tefillah has its own special koach, but you don't want to miss any tefillah, really, but especially Hodu, because it's like you're missing a vitamin, so to speak. If you don't say your Hodu with kavana, you're lacking a spiritual nutrient. I'll say that, reading his words. Hold on. לפעמים יש לאדם הרגשה שלא משנה כל כך אם דלג חלק מהתפילה, כדוגמת הודו, או אם אמרו בהדברים יודעים. So that's the person feels like not such a big deal if he skips a part of the avenue. אולם להמיד אותו דבר ברור שאם חס ושלום לא אמרו כלל ישראל פרק נפלא זה הודו, בסדר תפילתם, יהיה חסר אור זה. If you don't say it, you're going to be missing this light. חלילה לא יישאר מסונאים של ישראל שריד בפליט, and it's going to be bad. Yes, there are things which their custom is dependent on. It's dependent on custom. But everything that made it to our sitter, it's like a part of our body. We need it. The body needs it. In shum davar miyutar, there's nothing superfluous. This is quite dramatically, but if we don't say Hodu, then all the bad negative forces are going to fall upon us.
You're such a radical right-wing fanatic.
Probably. But I'm just quoting the Rav Pinkus. You can check it out for yourself. Anyways, obviously there are different approaches.
No, Rav Shaktis.
What is Rav Shaktis?
So there's a question. Did you tell me this story or tell me the story?
This is about Hodu?
I don't know, so it's about like Zikr Zimmer in general.
Okay.
So someone asked Rav Shaktis, like, I was like, okay, if we
skip around.
If starting school, like, it's okay if I don't do everything, I can still get to sing some stuff and like whatever to their time. And Rav Shaktis said, are you kidding? I never say everything. Of course you could not say everything.
Sure. No. Of course. The truth is, that's the approach which I and everyone here has stressed all year. Right? We talked about how if you're not running late, it's a good idea to skip around a little bit and say, you know, a few tefillahs with kavanah better than try to say everything in there. But I wanted to, you know, just express this perspective because it's good to see other perspectives. And according to the Kabbalistic interpretations, you really should say everything as much as possible. Each part is like its own vitamin, so to speak. And I think a good balance, you're good. No, it's fine. And a good balance would be, okay, maybe you would skip around a little bit. I do skip around. But when I'm saying Hodu, I should really say it with kavana. And like really go and understand that there's a lot of depth here and take as much out of it as possible. Okay, so with that, what's the Hodu talking about? So, first of all, Hodu Leshem Kir Bishmo Hodiya Bami Malila Taf. Sing to Hashem, call out in His name. So we mentioned last time, what does it mean to call out in His name and mention His doings? So we talked about how in Bereishis, it's Avram used to call out, Vayikra Hashem Avram B'Shem Hashem. He would call out in the name of God. We weren't exactly sure what that means, that Avram would call out in the name of God, right? So, again, there's a, I'd say the Pashup shot is that he would tell people about the greatness of God. He would let people know that there's a God in the world. Like the story where he invited people into his house and they would say, thank you for the food. And he would say, don't thank me, thank the creator of the food, thank Hashem. I think that's Pashup shot. He would let people know that there's a God in the world. According to, again, there's a more, let's say, Kabbalistic interpretation of what does it mean to call out in the name of Hashem. And that is based on the Gemara in Brachos, which says, how do we know that you have to say a Birchas HaTorah before you call out in the name of Hashem? But, I'm sorry, before you learn Torah, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. It says, Kishem Hashem Akra Avu Godel Elokeinu. When I call out in the name of Hashem, I will ascribe greatness to God. So I will ascribe greatness to God refers to Birchat HaTorah. Okay? Now, what does that mean? Kishem Hashem Akra. So what does Kishem Hashem Akra refer to? If I'm saying that Birchat HaTorah is ascribing greatness to Hashem. So it turns out to call out in the name of Hashem is to learn Torah. Okay, that's the Pashup shot in the Gemara and Brachas. And indeed, Rav Kook in Orot HaTorah says explicitly that the whole Torah is the name of Hashem. And in fact, this is a famous Ramban, which also says that all of the letters of the Torah, it's one big permutation of the name of God. And when I'm reading the Torah, it's actually different names of God. And Rav Aaron likes to talk about this idea that what is a name? A name is when you get to know someone a little bit, right? When I call on someone's name, I'm closer than just saying a random, hey guy. Totally different than saying hey Effie, right? So how do we get close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? How do we get to know him a little bit through learning Torah? And that's our way of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a Kabbalistic perspective, Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishma means, call out in God's name means to learn Torah. Learn Torah in a serious way, so that in a way that I feel like I'm getting close to Hashem, and I'm understanding Hashem better, and His world, by studying His Torah. Okay? So again, interpretation number one is, just Pashut, go out and spread the name of God. Interpretation number two is, go out and learn Torah. Okay, based on the Maran Brachos and Orot Rav Kook. Okay? Finally, I'll offer a third interpretation for today. And that is mentioned in Rav Avinir's book, which I also strongly recommend, a great Sefer on Tefillah. And Rav Avinir says, to tell of God's wonders means to publicize the things Hashem does in nature, in physics, in history, to publicize everything that has happened. It's not just through learning Torah. When I tell people about the amazing things of physics, of gravity, of the natural world, of events, of history, and I recognize that is the doings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is how I call out in the name of Hashem. Right? Which I think is especially appropriate during this time period when we're talk about Yom HaTzma'ut. And the only way to really understand Yom HaTzma'ut is through understanding history. Only if you understand the context of history can you really appreciate what a miracle it is that we're back here in Eretz Yisrael. So this would be a good example of calling out in the name of Hashem through looking at what He has done, looking at His actions. And Rav Avinir says, in order to tell God's wonders, we need to call out in His name. You can't properly interpret the events of the world if you don't first call out in His name. So now Rav Avinir is going a step further. You can only truly understand the nature of what's going on in history, the nature of the world, the nature of science, if you're looking at it through the prism of Hashem. Only once I'm looking at the world and seeing it through the eyes of Hashem's wonders, then I can properly interpret history, then I can properly interpret the world. Okay? Let's finish with a quote from Yeshaya, Yud Aleph Pasuk Tet, that says, Lo yaru v'lo yashchitu b'chol har kachi ki mala aretz de'at Hashem kamayim l'yam mechasim. Our dream for the end of days is that they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So we pray that one day the whole world will have the knowledge of Hashem, and we're every day b'ezrat Hashem doing our best to make ourselves and our Jewish brethren and the whole world know about God's wonders. Bezrat Hashem, we should have a day fully spreading Hashem's name. Shkaya.
Thank you. Thank you. You're so radical.
Radical then, radical now. Shkaya.